KX. Of course, the hands-on hard body going to be this coming Tuesday, starting at 7 a.m. So far, we have 18 contestants. We're going six more names. And 4-3-8 with Gary Mason. Hands-on hard body contest coming up. Going to be this month, by the way, May 30th at 7 a.m.
We have about 3 minutes. This is going to be the official clock. I'll have it hanging right up here somewhere. We're going to start off with this. We've got about 3 minutes.
It's a contest, they say, of stamina, but it's who can maintain their sanity the longest. And that's what it is. That's what it comes to. Because when you go insane, you do.
Longview is well situated. It's located on Interstate 20, which is a major east-west thoroughfare. It's about 125 miles east of Dallas on I-20 and about 60 miles west of Shreveport, making Longview very accessible to cities like that.
Here in Texas, especially, trucks to a Texan is kind of like his hat. You know, it's either a cowboy hat or he's going to have a hat on his head. And that's the way trucks are here in Texas.
We take a hard body truck, a new Nissan truck, and we deck it out with all kinds of accessories. We draw names, contestants' names, at random, and these people stand beside the truck with their hand on it, and the last one to take their hand off wins the truck.
In 1992, I was at work, and I was listening to the radio, KYKX, and I heard them announce it on the radio, and I went down and put my name in, and there was like probably 8 or 10 people that had already put their names in. Mine was the fourth name drawn that particular year. That's what I like to do. I like to get down there earlier so my odds are higher. And after that, I went around telling everybody, I said, hey, you know, they drew my name. That's my truck. I'm going to win it. And that's what I did.
I'd say, really, it's very few people that don't know about the hands on the hard body contest.
Because it is, it's catchy. Hard body. I like it. Hands on the hard body.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., they'll gather around a brand new, good-looking 1995 Nissan hard body truck. And they'll stand there as long as they can. And the last one remaining wins that beautiful truck.
When it gets down to the last two, that's when it gets really tough. Because he's got most of his friends and family there. Most of your friends and family are there. And then you've got fans. And everybody's rooting for somebody. You know. And if you look over here, into the friends and family and fans of this other person, you know, they're looking at you like, okay, you need to quit, you know. Well, if you're looking better than this other person, they're really upset with you. And you can see it. And it deals with you. It really works on you. And you say, hey, man, I don't deserve that, you know. And then you get to thinking about, well, hey, you know, all these people are up here, and don't they realize that we're suffering, that we're hurting? And, you know, you feel like they're kind of bloodthirsty in a way. And, I mean, they're there to see this spectacle, and it seems so absurd, very absurd. And you have to realize later, hey, you know, it's a human drama thing. And it's more than just a contest. And it's more than just winning the truck.
That's the first thing I do is sell the truck. I have so many bills to pay off. I have a car. I want to go back to school. And just I want to get braces. There are just so many things I want to do.
Most of the drive is just to see how far I can push myself. I did it quite a bit in the military. I don't do it as much now. And you really don't get that many opportunities to do it out here unless you're just a real go-getter, which I'm not. And I think that if you lose your discipline, then you lose your edge. And you get slower and you get weak, so I need to test myself just to see how far I can go.
Just really had a tough winter, been short on finances all winter, and I sold a pickup that I was driving, a newer model pickup that I had, and I've got a three-quarter ton Ford pickup that I've threatened to give away three or four times, and I've had about 10 years now. It's got over 200,000 miles on it.
My husband and I have been praying for a truck, and I believe that this is what God wants us to do.
I got in early this year again, and I just happened to get drunk. It's, luck, I guess. Whenever it comes to winning a truck, there's no luck involved. It's not a lucky thing. To me, it's you got to wait. You got to stand there and be patient and wait for the rest of them to quit.
How you doing, Benny?
I'm ready.
What do you think about this rain, Benny? Talk to me about this rain, Benny.
Not a fact.
It's going to kill me.
This helps.
It helps with heat anyway, huh?
Yeah. Here they go.
I'm J.D. Bruce.
B.E. Park.
The only way that I can be beaten, as far as I'm concerned, is if there was someone that had just got out of the Marine Corps. That person could possibly beat me. They would have the mindset for it. Because it's a conditioning. You've got to have the metal. You've got to have the metal.
I'm from Laconia. I'm from Conia. That's on the other side of Marsh. A little small country. A little country town. And a country boy is going to come here in lumber and walk away with a truck. I'm going to be proud and happy.
It's going to be like $360 a month. And I said, God, I can't afford that. And then I saw the contest over there. Well, I just saw it this last week. So I've been entering every day for a week. Every day. And I ride my bicycle every day. I live in Spring Hill. And it's like 6 miles to Jack Long Nissan. And I ride down there every day and enter as many times as they'll let me. They said, one per day, and I would sneak in and sneak another. So Friday, I was just so excited when they called. I was like, yes, perfect timing, I'm in need of wheels bad. I got the determination to do it, too.
I try to finish everything that I started. At least I try to. If I don't, I get very upset because I didn't finish what I started.
I can't picture myself walking away. I can't picture myself saying, I give up. It's just something I just won't do.
I'm not worried about it, the length of it physically so much as I am mentally. But coming out of the service, I kind of feel like I'm prepared for it.
What were you in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
When I blow the whistle, the contest will begin. Okay? Have your gloves on and at least one hand on the
front. I'll have it hanging right up here somewhere.
10 seconds. Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On the first day, you're ready. You're up. It's just like a normal work day. And you go through the day, being extremely bored. I mean, you're listening to the radio. There's people going around, walking around, coming up. And that takes away from some of the boredom. But you're standing in one spot, and you're doing absolutely nothing. And so your mind is looking for input, anything, something. And everybody pretty well yaks around the truck, and we get to know each other. It's just anything and everything you can do to keep from being so utterly bored.
Breaks are 5 minutes every hour and 15 minutes every 6 hours. When the whistle's blown again, you must have your hand on the truck. If you're 2 seconds late, you're out.
5 seconds. End zone.
You only have to have one hand on, not both. If you want to change hands, you have to put this one down before you take the other one off. Okay, you have to have at least one hand on at all times. Okay, you cannot lean. This is considered leaning, propping yourself up. You can't lean. You have to stand up. You can't squat to rest your legs. You can only do these things on your break.
I've got the winner picked out. I picked the winner out in the first 15 minutes. And then we're 3 hours into the contest right now, and in what, maybe 72-hour contest. The winner is going to be Kelly.
I'm just fine. My feet hurt a little bit, but that's about it.
Kelly's taking the smart breaks. Now, first of all, dress is important. She's got on good walking tennis shoes, shorts, loose-fitting clothing. And then in the breaks, she's sitting down. She's got fish that she's eating. She's got bananas, carbohydrates, juices. She's got a lawn chair that she can get her feet up. She's prepared. Of course, Benny's got to be the favorite because he won this thing 2 years ago. And then I see Benny during a break. He's eating a candy bar, smoking a cigarette. So it's kind of hard to judge. The most ill-advised thing I've seen today is Russell, who a lot of people say is a favorite. Really nice guy. I mean, just a good country boy, farmer, great smile. Russell's out here in boots. What? You can't do this thing in boots. You've got to have on the, you know, great shoes. You know, you got to get your feet up. Russell's laying on the concrete out here in his break, you know, no easy chair or anything. Russell won't make it. He's got the attitude, but he's ill-advised.
I have thought about wearing boots. I know tennis shoes would just appear to be more comfortable, but I wear boots so much, and when I put tennis shoes on, they just don't feel right, and I may start out in a pair of boots and may change if it gets too uncomfortable.
The Lord has answered a lot of prayer about them needing a truck, and they sold their old truck the day that they called and told her that she had won to be able to be in the contest. And so we're hoping and praying that she can win it.
That's another girlfriend of mine, and we have a prayer chain at my church, and everybody on there and even people that aren't on there are praying for me. And so we believe in the power of prayer and the strength of the Lord.
How many people do you think are out there actually praying for her success?
In Longview, probably about 50 families, probably. And then her sister, they have a prayer chain in San Antonio. And I really have no idea how many are on that prayer chain, but are a member of her sister's church. So, you know, conservatively, there could be, you know, 200 people probably praying, you know, counting children and husbands and wives and, you know, everyone there, maybe even more than that. I mean, I know our whole church is praying for her, and that's probably 400 to 500 people. So
one of the things that came to mind was, hey, your diet, what are you going to eat? What are you going to drink?
I'm going to eat a lot of vegetables. I'm going to stay away from sugar as long as I can, stay away from caffeine until it gets down to the wire. Calcium tends to make you tired.
That was a big part of it. You know, what I decided to eat and drink.
I'm going to fast that day. I think I'm going to fast that 3 nights, that 3 days. If I fast, nothing can come out, nothing can go out.
What about energy, though? Don't you think
that's what I don't think I'd probably like that. I'd probably eat an orange or a Snickle. That's enough energy for me, sir. When I was in track training, that's all I used to eat, orange and a Snickle, and that carried me through the day.
There was some of them. The year I won the truck, they'd eat a hamburger or something like that, big old juicy, heavy hamburger. And it's got a lot of fat in it, and it takes a lot of energy to burn, metabolize that fat. Took them out. You know, I was pleased to see them eating that hamburger because I knew it wasn't going to be long and they'd be gone. Eat something heavy like that, it's going to take you down.
I feel just fine. I'm trying to get some shoes right now. My shoes kind of flat on my feet, and I'm trying to get a hold to my lady friend to bring my tennis shoes on over here.
So with the tennis shoes, what, they give you more support?
Yeah, I got some pumps, and that'll pump me up, you know. I think everybody waiting on that one person to fall down or fall out, and then you see some more people falling back in.
See, nobody really wants to be the first one to fall out.
That's the main thing right there.
14 hours, I think there's going to be some guys that are going to drop out. They're going to start dropping, though, because nobody wants to drop first. You know, nobody,
the first one, nobody wants to be the first one to drop out.
And I ain't going to be the first one, that's for sure.
It would be worth to win the truck to go 100 hours if you win it. But if you go 85 hours and then you bow out, no. You just wasted 2 or 3 days and you're a zombie. You probably have a job to do and you're not going to be able to really do it. So if you don't go to win it, I wouldn't even put my hand on the thing.
My back is killing me. This concrete's tough. So I didn't realize it was going to be like that. So
I feel good. You know, I'm amped up, and but my back is killing me.
I see a lot of them. They're over there. You know, they look like they're in pain, but they just won't give it up.
Yeah, we're going about 12 hours and no one's dropped out yet. What do you think about that?
I might be the first.
I'm sending them to the store to walk. Kmart and give me some sneakers and give me some more energy. Right now, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my tennis shoe to get here. When my tennis shoe get here, hey, I got this. Now, I feel like everybody waiting on the first person to crop out. Yeah. If one person crop out, I feel like this. Everybody else, somebody else will go after that one person.
So you think everyone's just sort of holding out and waiting?
Just waiting. Yeah, that's
you,
though. All the way I'm leaving here got to be a storm. A storm got to come through here. I'm scared of lightning storm. If that comes through and do it real bad, as long as it's full way out, I'm going to stay. But if it gets closed, I got to go.
Oh, he just reached over to take his hand and messed with his gloves, and both his hands come off, so I had to blow the whistle.
Okay, man, you were 12 hours into it, and what happened? Tell me what happened.
Right hand slipped too far up. He said I'd slipped off the truck. That's all he said.
I feel like about tomorrow night they'll start dropping out pretty fast.
Yeah, another one dropped out.
Who dropped out?
I didn't hear. Claire. Somebody named Claire.
I have a feeling it's going to go at least 87 hours. One of the guys here won it the first year. He went 87 hours. I think he'll do it again, but I'm not sure. He'll probably stick it out as long as I do.
Contest determines. I mean, you find out who has the medal.
Tell them to get the mosquito spray out of the car. Tell them to go get the mosquito spray.
The mosquitoes a problem out here tonight?
Yeah, mosquitoes started biting me. Yeah. That's all the problem I'm having. The mosquitoes started biting me, and I had too much sun, too much light in my eyes. I had to put my shades on. Anybody could back out in a second, in a minute. But right now, everybody trying to hang kind of tough there.
I'm ready to go.
You're not worried about the pain?
Nope. I'm here to stay. I'm here till it's over. I'm going home in that truck. It started hurting about 6:30 this evening, 7 o'clock. But I thought I could pull it on through. I can't do it. I got pins in this knee. It's just hurting too bad.
I can't hold my eyes open anymore.
Is it the lack of sleep, or was it your legs hurting you?
I guess it's lack of sleep. Only way I can figure.
I'm feeling great. I woke up at 3 this morning, and, you know, I'm feeling great. Praise the Lord.
1 minute.
When I'm standing beside that truck, all I'm going to have to do is realize that if I don't get it, I'm going to have to get another job. And I don't want another job. I don't want to go back to waiting tables like I did a month ago. And all I have to do is just think about that.
Payments, that's what's going to kill you when you buy a new vehicle. When I think of getting no sleep, that's going to be painful. But you can get rest later. You can win a new vehicle and have no payments. So that's the way I see it, and that's what I'm going to put in my mind.
So if you just keep focused on what you're doing, I imagine you're going to do pretty good. But if you slip up and say, hey, how you doing? And you take your wrong hand and go, hey, you're out. So best is keep your head down and look around or do something, I guess. Yeah.
I get a little cranky sometimes from losing sleep, but I think we all do. But I don't see any problem, you know, with, like, seeing a pink elephant or anything like it.
I'm a very open and friendly person, so I'm just planning to go in to participate and just try and win the truck.
I'm going to have a friendly attitude, but I'm going to try to keep my mind and
everything on the job, and the job is to win that truck.
Do you think that actually engaging in conversation and getting to know your fellow contestants is a benefit to you?
It's a real benefit because you're sitting there and it's occupying your time. You're not sitting there just constantly looking at the clock, watching the time, watching the minutes and the seconds tick by. It keeps you doing, keep your mind occupied. And your mind controls your body, so if you got your mind occupied on something else, it's not going to be concentrating on your body.
Would you say it's a fair assessment then that you all are actually helping one another to win the truck?
Yeah, I would say that.
It seemed that the longer the contest went on, and the more that fatigue set in, and the better people got to know each other, the more impossible it was going to be for them to be ruthlessly competitive. They don't have the energy, and they're now among friends as opposed to among stranger contestants.
You make friends with people, and as they drop off, as they leave, it's an exhilarating thing. I mean, it's like a movie that I once saw. It's called Highlander. And at the end, there can only be one.
I would be interested in the responses of the participants in that moment when someone drops out, because I would think that the mix of different things they'd feel might vary depending on how long they've been there.
After someone drops off, you get this big exhilarating rush. And at the same time, you're really sad for that person because he's gone. And he can't come back. And he just lost.
Perhaps even almost a mystical kind of experience. It says we're engaged in a process here that, transcends this truck we're holding on to. Transcends all of our lives. And without fully understanding that, getting an intuitive feeling for that. And it's hard to be ruthlessly competitive when you're having that kind of experience.
It's extremely wild. It's extremely crazy. It's a human drama thing. It's not just a competition. It's not just a contest. It's human drama. It's human life happening.
You got this many people, it's going to take a long time before you get down to, feeling like you have a chance. So I don't even know if I can make 48 hours. I'm just barely winning, hit 24 yet. So I'm a zombie right now.
What's the most difficult part?
I don't know, it's just clockwork mess, Here, hour, take five, get back, not like that. That wears you out. And then looking at all these people, and get to. I'm delirious.
More likely to walk off.
Your what was that?
I said I'm more likely to walk off now than I was this morning. Matt, I'm going to win the truck.
Whatever that means. I'm going to be here until I pass out or something, or get disqualified or something.
19 to 25 or 27 have the biggest chance. I don't think an older person can have a chance at it. I don't know why. I just think that's going to be a big factor in it right there. I just can't see a 40-year-old standing out there. I just can't see
age and maturity. Age and maturity has quite a lot to do with it. At the end, the people over 30, there may be one or two under 30 at the end, but I doubt it.
You listen to that golf music over there. It looks pretty alive.
Yeah, you're across the truck, neighbors listening to religious music, I think. How's that affecting you, watching that?
Making me wish I had that tape. She's doing pretty good.
I'd bet on anybody besides myself. I'd bet on her. She hadn't complained one bit about anything. She's been standing there singing and laughing. She's making all of us laugh a while ago and saying, I forgot what she's saying, it was killing her insides.
Yeah, she started laughing a while ago. She said it was the Holy Ghost. That was pretty cool.
Most likely, what will happen the night before the contest, I ain't gonna get no sleep. I know that already, but I'm gonna be too excited. I get excited for anything. With anything come up, I get excited, and I can't go to sleep. And that's going to be my most of my problem. Right till that Monday night, I ain't going to be able to go to sleep. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep because my mind going to be focused on that truck. I said, I'm going to tell my mind, sit back now and go to sleep and rest. I don't know how the world I'm going to go to sleep that night because that's going to be my problem right there because I'm going to stay up all that night focusing on that truck, and then I'm going to be weak that night. So that's going to be most of the problem right there that night because I know when I get my mind focused on something, I can't go to sleep. That's going to be the problem.
Now, the thunder lightning, I said it earlier before, I don't like thunder lightning. But if the weather turn out to be okay, I'll be here. That's the only thing, you know, concerning me right now is the weather.
I feel rough. I'm tired, my legs hurt, my feet hurt, everything.
Well, I told the guy at the Nissan place, I said, I may not have time to take a bath, but I'll have plenty of time to squirt a bunch of perfume on. He's kind of laughed at me.
How do you feel about being across the truck from Benny, who won this thing the first year? Are you guys talking at all?
Yeah, I keep asking, Benny, are you tired? Benny, are you sleepy? Benny, do your legs hurt? He keeps telling me no. I want some coffee. That's what I want. That's all I need is some coffee. I'm just waiting on somebody to get here and bring me some, I guess. Or find somebody, go get me some.
He won this thing the first year. Are you picking up on any tips?
You know, he's been real nice, very friendly, and you know, real cooperative about giving the information out to you about what he has done. And that's nice. I really appreciate it from him. You know, you never can tell. It might help you out.
I'm surprised. I really am. I didn't expect him to be this strong.
Are you at all worried about that?
No. It just means it'll go a little longer. Possibly a world record.
Made it through one whole day. How you feeling?
I feel awful.
You got some coffee?
Yeah. Mr. Policeman found me some coffee.
I mean, how you feeling? You look pretty good. You look like you're up.
No, I don't look good. No, I don't. My feet hurt. My legs hurt. I'm sleepy. But other than that, I'm okay.
My feet's not hurting as bad. They've done got numb. My back's not hurting as bad. It's done got numb. So I can make it no 24 now.
I don't like being numb. I don't want to be numb. I mean, that's scary.
Numb. Numb.
When something goes numb, then you better start worrying. You better, you know, it's getting dangerous.
Laughing uncontrollably is one of the first signs. I hadn't really seen it like that before. But that uncontrollable laughing will take you down.
Are you referring to Norma or are you referring to the two young men?
I'm referring to all three of them. You know, Norma may surprise us. I mean, she's extremely spiritual. And it's a little bit scary.
Tell me a little bit about the laughing. What's that all about?
Oh, that's the joy of the Lord. And, it, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's where strength comes from. And you don't know that, you know, it sounds foolish to people that don't know or don't believe that. But I'm telling you, if I win this thing, that's going to be why.
If it don't rain, hey, I'd be here for a little while.
How many, what number of Snickers bar is that?
Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hell, how many breaks I have?
How are y'all doing out here? Let's hear it. All right. So this is like 25 hours and 20 minutes later, and they're still standing. We've got 16 left out of 23 that originally started at 7 a.m. yesterday morning here at Jack Longini's on a Pittsburgh in Longview. What they're doing is standing.
I think it's just something that you have to have. They're very necessary for a family. You know, hauling stuff around all the time. My mom, she owns her own antique shop, and she's constantly, you know, having to haul furniture back and forth. If my dad didn't have a truck, I don't know what we'd do.
A car can do so much, but a truck is a force. Because like I said, you can pull things, you can do things with a truck. Truck make money. Cars don't make money, but truck do.
We use trucks for moving cattle, pulling cattle trailers, moving equipment, and just a lot of miles on our pickups. Probably half of them in pastures and fields versus being on the highway.
I've never had a new one before, and I just take a glimpse on the TV screen on what it looks like, and that's a pretty sharp little truck.
Where I'm from, it's mostly a bunch of cowboys, and there ain't no... You don't see many bugs running around. Mostly a bunch of big old hicks. I feel like an oddball. Get this new truck, I ought to fit right in.
Well, a couple of years ago, somebody told me that there's this old boy there, and he's standing there with his hand on the truck. Then all of a sudden, he bent down and acted like he was petting something. He said he was petting a dog. There wasn't a dog there.
I remember my dad had a truck. My uncle had a truck. All the men in my family had trucks. And, well, you can't do things with a car that you can do with a truck. And you just grow up saying, well, eventually you're going to own a truck. Eventually you're going to need a truck. You know, and then once you get one, you have friends and families, and I need to move, or I need so-and-so, I need this, I need that, and you haul it for them. You know, of course, it'd be good to get a bedliner because it scratched the paint up pretty bad.
At 4:45 this morning, Clark woke up, which is unusual. He normally sleeps through the night. And so I figured that it must be the Lord waking me up to get me to pray for her. And so I started praying until about probably six this morning. He was nursing, and I was just praying and thinking about Norma and what God was doing. And so when I just walked up, her husband told me that about 5 this morning, that the joy of the Lord started just really manifesting itself in her, and she started laughing and just giggling and laughing and just was so excited. And I said, oh, praise the Lord, that's so neat, because I was praying for her right during that time. And I know there were other people, I'm not taking the credit for it, but I know the Lord was giving her the strength during that time. And she said her feet were hurting her and her legs were hurting her a little bit, but she said she just feels great and she can't wait. She's got such a story to tell. So this is neat. I'm excited.
I could stay up all night. I don't know why that's a problem. I could stay up all night and want to sleep through the day. That was my biggest problem, most likely going to be, is through the day.
Think that has anything to do with the heat and the weather?
I love heat. That's why somebody was telling me about last year, they had a tent. I don't want the tent. Let's get out there in that pure sun and let's go for it. That's what I want to do for it. Hey, don't help nobody out. Hey, you think you could stand out here in pure sun night? I hope it gets hot. I hope it gets 90 degrees, 95, 100 right there. Hey, and then somebody got to go. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, well, it probably will be real hot.
Yeah, but I don't want no tent on my head. I want pure sun. And then, then that's the contest there. You're going to put a tent on it, I think you're helping somebody, helping me out, then another person keep out. Don't need no tent. Get rid of the tent. I don't want you to put a tent up there when it starts raining. You put a tent up there, then keep it from getting wet and getting cold. But no tent, no sun. The sun out there, no cloud out up there. Pretty sunny day. Hey, no tent. Let's go for it.
It's getting time for me to hang it up because my knees getting swelling up, my foot swelling up, and then all of a sudden I got my blood pressure checked and it's kind of low, and that kind of scared me that then, you know.
That can that killed you.
And why do you think so?
It weakens. And in a sport, if you ever played a game of football in a sport, you never eat nothing sweet like that. That's too long a stand. That candy it's not an energy food. Candy's not energy food. That killed in there with this heat. because it's hot out here now.
I figured it'd eventually get to a point where everything would just quit getting worse and just stay bad, you know. But it just keeps on going downhill.
Friday, when I found out they picked me, I thought I'd stay up for as long as I could, just getting the routine. And I stayed up for like 40 hours. But then my dad told me I didn't have time to get no routine, so he told me just to sleep as much as I could. So that's what I've been doing now. Just getting a lot of rest, hoping I'll be ready for it.
What was bothering you? Was it just fatigue or physically just hurting?
My feet hurting, my legs, my back, my headache.
I think about going out to California someday. Maybe when I get my new truck, get something that'll make it out there, and try and get into stuntman work. Sounds pretty fun.
There may be one or two under 30 at the end, but I doubt it.
Well, I try to control my mind as much as I could and try to make myself stay there, even though my feet were hurting like hell, you know. But just can't do it anymore.
Everybody here thinks they're going to win it. Greg thinks he's going to win it, Janice and Carrie and me and Roel.
What about Benny Perkins, the returning champion from the first year?
Well, we've been discussing this since 30 hours ago, but we hope he does not get it because we don't think it is fair at all for him to be in it. If he won it once, he shouldn't do it again. I mean, he should give everybody else a chance because I think that intimidates everybody, and we do not want him to win it. We say we will drop on the floor and die before we let him win it because we won't. Because we're not going to let him win it.
Right now, they're probably looking at me as the bad guy and hating me for it. And that's okay. I can deal with that. That's not a problem to me. It doesn't bother me in the least. They need to think of something else.
Gosh, I think about that all the time. I'm always thinking that it's there.
That's my greatest fear is accidentally moving my hand off the truck.
One of your gloves is laying on the truck. Is that legal to do?
Yes, as long as you have a glove on the hand that you have on the truck. That makes sense.
It's completely legal. Why do you take the glove off in the first place?
To read a book, flip the pages, a lot easier. I'm a very, very patient person. It doesn't bother me to wait.
I'm just planning to go in to participate and just try and win the track.
I can't picture myself walking
away.
I
finish everything that I started. At least I've tried.
I've done it before.
I feel like I
really had a tough winter.
If you don't go to win it, I wouldn't even put my hand on it.
Pain, sleep, everything. I'm going to do it.
At the end, there can only be one.
My legs are kind of tired, but, you know, they're not getting any worse, although they're not getting any better either. I don't feel tired. I don't feel like I've been here for 36 hours, except that I have been here for 36 hours.
I don't know how I feel. Subway sandwich, trying to eat as fast as I can.
I feel great. So far, so good. Yeah.
You've got a crew here working on you. What are they doing to you? Are they rubbing ointment into you?
Yeah, they're giving a massage on my feet, you know. Okay, keep going.
How far do you feel you can go in this thing?
I don't know, probably one more night. I don't know. Nobody knows.
It's going okay. We're doing fine.
Great. Gonna be there at the finish.
Great.
What do you have on your 15-minute break for lunch?
Peanut butter and banana.
36 hours into it, how are you feeling, Kelly?
Right now, I don't feel that well. At all.
Why not? Anything wrong?
No.
JD, we're 36 hours into it. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Blood pressure check good. So I'm feeling all right.
Are you optimistic going into the 37th hour?
You mean going back into it and doing the thing? Oh, yeah. You bet. Oh.
Have you always smoked non-filters?
Yep, always.
Don Curtis, and I'm out here supporting my wife, Janice Curtis, and I have been up as long as she has. I told her I will match her hour for hour for every hour she's awake.
So you've been up about 36 hours without sleep?
No, we have actually been up 48 hours without sleep.
Do you guys have a history of staying up late endurance?
I do. I can stay up about 101 hours without sleep. She has stayed up as long as 4 days and nights without sleep when we was traveling.
I'm used to staying up long periods of time. I've done it before, stayed up when we come back from Colorado one time. So I'm pretty used to staying up.
How's she feeling out there? Do you feel that she's pretty strong this far into it?
She's going to win it. I guarantee you she's going to win it. She is stronger than what people think, and she's real stubborn. And she doesn't, once she puts her mind to something or somebody tells her she can't do something, she's going to do it. So it started with, I sort of used reverse psychology on her and had her mother tell her, no, you can't do it. And then I said, well, maybe your mother knows best. Maybe you need to back out. Oh, well, no way she is going to bed then. And then I seen I wasn't going to get no sleep, so I said, well, let's go for it. And so she's going strong. She has no health problems.
The days is not going to be that hard if you're not used to sitting under air conditioning. Now, if you're used to sitting under air conditioner, it's going to be hard. That's like me. I'm turning my air off until after this deal, because once I get used to that air, it's going to be hard to get out there in that heat and stay in that heat all day.
The only thing I did for her was I turned the air off so she wouldn't burn up. And I left it off until we come to the contest.
You do that so she can prepare and acclimate herself before the contest?
I did that so that she wouldn't burn up, because I have a 20-ton air unit on my home. Not no 3-ton. I got a 20-ton. I can bring it 12 below zero. Well, when you go in the house, you can freeze to death. So it got to a point before this contest, if she went outside and she walked back in the house, she's soaking wet. And I told her, I said, this won't work. You'll get pneumonia. So Friday, when she found out she was selected in the contest, I turned her off. I told the kids, go stay with her sister. She's got air. I said, this house isn't going to have no air because your mother's not used to it. I am. I stay out all day, and I don't go home and get out of there. I'll sit out on my patio or my deck and just let the wind blow. I do not get out of there until I get ready to go to bed.
Most people have a 3-ton air conditioner, and you've got a 20-ton. Can you explain to me what a 20-ton air...
20-ton air unit is big enough to cool that Kmart store right there. And the only reason I've got a 20-ton is because I got a good buy on it in Paris, Texas. A store went out of business, and it was a brand-new unit, and they just practically gave it to me. And I said, well, this sort of cooled my house, but I didn't know it would bring it down to 12 just below zero. But we did find out real quick it would.
Started at first, I wasn't involved in it, and I was standing there, you know, and I said, well, you know, these people are going to be the next to go, you know. And then I got into it later on, I got to laughing with them, you know, and I realized, hey, there's something here, you know. And so now when they start in, I try to join in. it's good for you.
Every time it comes, it's like I have pain in my feet, and then when it comes, it's like it takes away the pain. And then it, you know, lasts for a little while, and then it just when it comes, like, just when I need it. So.
It's insane. You got to be a nut to do it. But when do you get the chance to win a $15,000 truck, though? Free.
When you say 90 hours, that's what they're predicting. It's not worth it. No.
Then why not leave the competition now instead of going through the grueling hours?
Well, we're 37 hours right now. That'd be a waste of time. If you're going to do that, why don't you do it at 12? So might as well go all the way out this time. But you know what you're getting into. Don't do it again. You don't want to.
So you're here for the long haul then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right.
Tanner mentioned he was, you know, just kind of hearing voices or something, somebody calling his name or something, and they weren't. And so I guess he knew, you know, he needed to get out.
Do you hear any of the laughter at the other end of the truck?
Uh-huh. I think a lot of that's put on. I really do. I think the girl's trying to make us think that she's about half out of it. She's going to be tough competition. I don't think she's going to give up that easy.
Have you found yourself infected with that laughter at all?
It gets on my nerves real bad. And I think that's why she's doing it, get on people's nerves.
I'm hoping there's a lot of annoying things going on that it'll just get on some of them's nerves that they'll say, the heck with it, I can't stand this no more, I'm gone.
Do you think that that'll be a factor in your own chances?
No, I'm going to start blocking her out like I did tonight. Just block her plumb out. If she wants to do it, that's her business, you know. That's the way she wants to play it. But I can block her out. She's not going to bother me.
Are you glad with the position that you chose and ended up with on the truck?
I sure am. I wouldn't want to be down there with her and listen to it. I can block her out better, you know, up at the front. I'm not by her. I don't know how Tom stood it right by her. I'd had to move. I'm determined the guy that won his first year is not going to win this year because he's done one once. It's time for someone else to win.
I believe that this is what God wants us to do.
I believe Chip's going to fall in my favor this year.
And it doesn't matter what the situation is. I make the best of it, and I have the best time
pain,
doing it.
Pain, sleep, everything. I'm going to do it.
You've got to have the medal. You've got to have the medal.
I stayed up a little over 5 days in the military at one time. Of course, that was... We were in the middle of a mock war, and if you sleep, or if I slept, you know, sleeping is as good as dying. And although the stakes aren't as high this time, I think I can do it. I want it pretty bad.
Drink it with. I have to go.
All right.
Okay, Greg.
Hey, Tom, anybody that's going to be here?
Yes.
My mind is usually going downhill, so if I start thinking about quitting, just kidding.
Okay.
Will be here.
No, I'm not worried about it. The length of it physically so much as I am mentally. But I would be coming out of the service, I kind of feel like I'm prepared for it.
What
I was in the Marine Corps.
My ankles and my heels are really hot. My knees are swollen. I can barely even feel my calves anymore. And my arms, and I do good to lift them.
What? I don't have anything else. I'm done.
That's okay. That's all.
It's nothing like anything I've ever stayed up for before. I said before, after the body gives out, it's all mental. But I've since learned it's a combination, and all the want in the world doesn't make up for it when the body can't do it.
When the big dogs hunt, you know, if you can't hunt with the big dogs, you get up on the porch with the pups. And that's the way it is. If you can't hunt with the big dogs, you get up on the porch with the puppies.
Benny Perkins, one-time winner of the Hands-On Hard Body.
Hi, Benny. This is Galena from Waukesha Pierce. Everybody here wants you to know that we're rooting for you, and I'm going to request the same song that was requested to you 2 years ago when you were standing out there. I'd be better off in a pine box.
Well, it's been almost 48 hours since these folks have been standing here with at least one hand on this Nissan Hardbody. How are we doing so far? Everybody feeling good?
Great!
All right. We got 10 qualifiers left. I'm going to run down the list for you. Kelly Mangrum is still here.
Woo!
Benny Perkins is here. Raul Martinez is here. Paul Prince.
Yeah!
J.D. Drew.
Yeah!
Norma Valverde.
Ow!
Janice Curtis. Terry Parker. Angie Turner. And Russell Welch. All still here. Down to 10. Nearly 48 hours into it. And Benny Perkins, if the name sounds familiar, he won this thing back in 1992. And you figure, we're how far into this?
We're about halfway through this one, I think.
Now, how long did you last time?
87 hours.
87 hours. Are you prepared to do it again?
Certainly.
Whatever it takes.
I've done it once. I can do it again.
All right. He says he's got it wrapped up. Now, Kelly wants to say thanks to someone who's listening this morning.
I want to say hi to Wendy Backley at UPS this morning for calling in and dedicating that song to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. We'll check back in with you, Diane, from the Hands on Hard Body Contest. Okay. Jack Long TV son, Ken Curtis is broadcasting live.
Where's she? Here we go. Hey, Janice. Taking off?
Yeah, I'm taking off in that crooked gang.
What aren't they doing right?
The damn judges ain't even getting the people out to try getting their hands off damn tables. I mean, it's all their own damn film from day one.
They've been lifting their hands off and the judges just aren't paying attention?
That one that won the first time, he ain't done nothing but lift his hand up and down off that damn table. Me and Kelly and Carrie has seen it from day one. Norma has done the same damn thing. She's leaned against the damn table or weight. We've been playing fair and all they've done is screwed up. And they don't put nobody out there just going warm.
Did you talk to them about it?
Yeah, we talked to them about it and then we get in trouble.
What did the judges say to you when you told them?
What did they say? They're tired of the tattling on the other people.
And an awful lot of he did, she did, we did, this did. These judges are doing this as a service to this dealership and to you all. And I know that, they're not, you know, they did not go to the judging school of Hard Body Hands-On of America. They are strictly volunteers. We could not pull this off without them.
They don't see a thing. But like I said, it's all right there on film from day one. I mean, there's nobody that should be in that contest if you really want to know the truth about it. I've slipped up twice. Day I slipped up and took my hand off. That's another reason I'm getting out of contest. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I fucked up. When I come to take my blood pressure, I went throw my sleeve up and lift both hands. Judges didn't see it, so why not slam it back down like everybody else did? But the good Lord knows I cheated, so I'm going home.
Thing y'all got to understand, these two judges, whomever they might be, have got one pair of eyes. And there's how many of y'all left? I've lost count. Nine. So what we have asked them to do is tighten the rules just a tad. Not that hadn't been going on the full time, but it's crackdown time.
Janice just got mad, and she said she wasn't going to participate in it if they couldn't be honest, because we have seen people lift their hands off the truck. My parents have seen it, and other people standing around the gates have seen it.
Y'all, everybody cool? Everybody clear? Y'all all right, Raul? Okay. Okay. Who's going to end up winning this truck? Good answer.
But I can stand on my shoes like this.
Yeah, but Kelly, if you don't have foot.
I can't move my feet at all? If I stand like this? If I stand like this? I do this, that's...
She just doesn't want you leaning over to adjust your
shoe.
Yeah. That's leaning.
Hey, what's up, man? You put your hand over here.
This
up?
And this?
No, I did this.
Yeah, I think it's been fine. I haven't seen or had any problems with any of the judging.
Like I said, it's an endurance type of competition, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be, for the last man stand, you know. I'm sorry. That's all I can say about it.
Everything's fine right now. This morning I thought things were fixing to go crazy, but Phyllis made me get a hold of myself and she worked me through it. But right now I'm okay. I'm just real sore and tired. And
how did she work you through it?
She just talked to me and called me. I got all upset and she calmed me down. She did the best she could, you know, to calm me down, and I got a hold of myself.
She dropped down.
I gave it all I had. My legs are hurting and I'm tired and I just couldn't go no more. I know some of those guys up there are probably going way till tomorrow. There's just no way I can have done that. My legs are swelling, they hurt.
What was troubling you the most? Was it more of a physical thing? How was your mind?
It started bothering me there at the end. It really did.
Would you do this again, knowing what you know now?
I don't know if I could handle it again. Maybe if I could, I'd know how to prepare for it. You know, I could walk or run, exercise before it started, and have my legs ready for it. Because I didn't get ready, you know, nothing like that for this. I didn't even think my legs would bother me, but, you know, I guess I just didn't think.
Do you have anyone in mind that might be able to make it through this thing?
I look for either Benny or Paul to pull it through. It's going to be between those two, I think. They look pretty strong standing up there.
What do you think of Benny Perkins? Do you think he has an edge over everybody? You haven't been through this before?
Yeah, he's done it before, and he knows how to do it. So,
do you think there's a lot to that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any prediction now that you're in a clear head? Who might go the distance here?
Well, I can't see everybody's eyes, but I feel like Norma's got a good chance. Yeah, I mean, if she keeps listening to whatever she's listening to, every time she listens to that tape, you know, she seems like it's a brand new woman. She's looking kind of tired now, but you know, not as much as I would expect.
Past 60 hours, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I feel good. My feet hurt, but I feel good.
How's your mind doing? Is it still focused?
Yeah, pretty much.
What about the weather? The heat came on strong this afternoon. Is that making it harder on the contestants?
Yeah, I think so. That the heat's really hot, but that water feels good when you pour water on yourself. So that's what I did.
I'm not so worried about the physical part of it anymore. You know, I think I can handle that. It's just I want to be sure not make any mistakes from here on. I don't want to do something stupid.
You keep wondering, well, who's going to go down next? And this is when you start getting the really big rushes. When it gets down to like five people and somebody drops off, you get this like awesome exhilaration. And you feel like you could jump to the moon. I mean, it comes up on you. I mean, and it just, you feel it all over. And you just get the shakes. I mean, it's like, I would compare it to killing a deer the first time. The first time you kill a really big animal, it's an exhilarating thing. You get so excited. And you feel absolutely, totally human. I mean, you feel it.
You can't lean, you have to stand up.
At the same time, you feel really sad for this person. And you feel sad for them, you feel sad for their family, because they've been up there all this time, and they lost. They ain't getting nothing. You know, it's sad.
I told my wife that I wasn't going to complain. I'm not going to stand up there and talk about how tired I am and all this and rap a lot about being tired and give out, you know.
My name's Kathy Frazier, and I won the hands-on contest in 1993. I came up here to see how the contest is going this year, and I can see a lot of resemblance to what I went through the year I won. There's a lot of fatigue on a lot of the people's faces. There's a lot of energy also on some of them, but a lot of times that energy don't spend out. It goes quite fast.
Well, I'm gonna see. I don't know. I'm not pretty sure if I'm going to make it. I'm going to try it.
To rent an apartment and go to school, you have to work. And I was working part-time, but it wasn't good enough. So I have to get out of school and work. Trying to make for a living, that's pretty hard.
I'm going to win a truck. I mean, I've got 3 weeks of vacation. I'm physically fit to do it. I'm going to get the truck. Whether anybody else willing to put up everything for it, that's another story, you know, but I'm going to be there for the duration.
I just drew the conclusion that I started out with some strangers. I become friends. And I'm going to get emotional here because it's an emotional thing.
Absolutely.
You can make close friends real quick and you can get real attached to people. If you what one thing's probably wrong with the world. People don't take the time to notice who's right beside them, who could be a very close friend to them.
Sometimes when you have in your heart that you are gonna get something, you know, if that thing that doesn't come out, it doesn't matter because you know you got a lot of things more important than that thing that you was putting too much pressure on, you know, you was for that thing that it doesn't matter. You understand, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't really got the words to say that.
How long do you think we've got until a conclusion here?
I don't know. These two girls on the end and this gentleman that I'm standing by, they're going to hang tough, I'm afraid.
Looking forward to the challenge?
Yes, I am. I've got one. Let's go through the night and see what transgresses. That's all I can say.
Well, I know you're fine beyond compare. Would you forgive me if I stare? I'm longing for your every curve. What do you know now? What's the word? And I don't mean it to be crude, but I can't wait to get my hands on you.
But the gloves have like fiberglass. It's on my fingers and it's hurting me. I don't know who's in charge or what.
Now remember, that's right. When you try and gloves, you've only got 5 minutes. Not a long one.
You want to try one on and see what's in there?
Must be worn at all times when you're on the truck. The main thing is the sweat from your hands could deteriorate the paint. It could mess up the paint, and nobody wants to win a truck that's all scratched up or the paint's bad.
I think Carrie fucked up.
We were out taking our gloves off to get rid of them, and he said minute till break, and I was pulling one off, and I was just scratching my hand because it was itchy, and I went to it was just driving me crazy, and I went in and pulled the other one off, not even thinking about it because they were itching so bad.
Okay, can we do what?
It's not over yet, baby.
No, I don't win.
You all win.
There's just four left.
The last four.
Yeah. Shit, I can't believe I did this stupid mistake.
Tired.
I am very
tired. You did good, buddy.
What am I going to do now?
You've been here long.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Hands on. Hands on.
She heard somebody say something, and she thought she heard somebody say what that she didn't hear. And she took her gloves off. She raised her hand.
Yeah. That's about the way it happened. I tell you, that's what's going to happen here. It's going to go down to whoever loses their mind.
It's mind over matter. It's mind over mind. It's, and you know, it's a contest, they say, of stamina, but it's who can maintain their sanity the longest.
Sometimes I felt like the only place in this country or this where I was at was in front of Kmart parking lot. That's all I seen for 3 days, and I got toward to thinking there wasn't anything left.
You experience a great camaraderie with these people because they have been through this. They've been there. They know what it's like.
I'll never, ever forget it. You know, it was just something that became a part of my life that I'll never forget. It was the best experience I ever had in my life.
Yes, definitely. The best feeling I've ever had. Of course, I won. The best feeling I've ever had was winning that truck.
I can't say it was the best feeling. It was the second best feeling. Now, if I'd have won, it would have been the best feeling.
Yeah, there you go.
Women are strong, and I believe that. You know, I didn't believe it at first, but I do now.
Well, I hope they don't come down. I don't want to keep them awake. I don't want to talk, because if I talk, that's keeping them awake.
Yeah.
So I hope they just go down there and do their little own thing, and they fall asleep.
I think that...
Having a good judge.
I don't think you have anything.
Well, what's that woman doing? The one that... Gosh, I can't believe she's lasted this long.
All worried about making a mistake?
Well, I have to be careful. I'm trying to, you know, get serious and be careful now, you know, getting to that point where I need to stop laughing so much and be careful.
How's the head? How's the mind?
It's still there. You got to really pay attention.
Are you at all worried about making a mistake out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really worried about it, because that's all it takes.
Are you communicating at all with the other people on the truck?
I don't want to hear them tell me they're going to be standing here forever, because that would depress me. I'd rather just stay down here and talk to them, and hopefully they'll fall asleep without me knowing. And it just don't seem like they're going to. I don't feel like I can stay here another 12 hours. Because how long are we here right now? 68? Oh, dang, that's almost 100 hours.
These guys are thinking about 100, 105 hours.
I know, they're thinking about breaking the record. Especially, what's his name?
Even if they drop off, if I'm not through, if I haven't done what I want to do, I want to continue on by myself, and I want to at least try to beat the world record.
102 hours.
102 hours.
Around? Are you going to move around at all?
No, because I'm too tired. If they'll just sit there and talk to me, I'll do fine. But if I start walking around, I'm afraid I won't think and slip my hand off.
Well, look here, man. We're going to count down from 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. It'll be daylight before you know it. Daylight hours ago. That'll be Friday, won't it? It is already Friday.
Already Friday.
Oh, I ain't got long going. It's going to be Saturday, though. I love it. Yeah. It's going to be great. 105 hours.
Truck's open up. There's not as many people on the truck. It gives you the freedom to move around. Are you going to move around at all?
No, because I'm too tired. If they'll just sit there and talk to me, I'll do fine. But if I start walking around, I'm afraid I won't think and slip my hand off.
Jan, as you were driving up, you saw Kelly Mangrum. How would you describe her?
Very incoherent. I did a U-turn and pulled into the closest parking lot and said, "Kelly, are you okay?" And she just stared very blankly at me. And a friend of hers came up and said, "She's okay." And I said, "Kelly, where are you going?" She said, "I'm going home." She had no shoes on. She had her socks on, and she just looked very, very out of it.
Where exactly was she in relation to the truck?
She was about 3 blocks north of the dealership. It wasn't very well lit. She's just walking, I guess, heading home.
How are you, Norma?
Fine.
We lost Kelly.
Yeah. She was kind of getting disoriented. You know, that's what I noticed for a while there. They were having to tell her which way to turn and whatever. And I guess she, I don't know, you know, other than that, they said she walked off. I don't know, you know, if she, who was she, who she was talking to, but she looked already, you know, she was ready to go.
Jan, get over here.
Yes, sir.
No, that one's all right.
How are you, Benny?
I'm good for a few more hours. The way I feel right now, I'm not going to make it. What I hope to do.
1 minute!
You can do it.
Amen.
It's a risk. It's a risk you have to take. Well, you know, what is it worth to you? Well, it's worth a brand new truck. Yeah. What else? I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you say, well, it's not worth it? You've got to think about that. You've got to put it in your mind, hey, when do I decide when it's not worth it? When I fall down.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Be a first, second, and third place. It will be a drug test for those people.
Top three.
Okay. If the first place was to happen to fail a drug test, then of course the truck would go to the second. Right on down the line. Okay.
I do want to tell you, we also have a second and a third place prize this year. Second place will be $250 cash, and third place will be a gift certificate to Johnny Cases. So although it's not driving away in that hard body, it is still something nice, because this is going to take a lot of time on your part, and we didn't want everyone to go away empty-handed. We're going to take 3 5-minute breaks, 1, 2, 3. Okay? Y'all have problems, and we're going to just, in other words, you got to go, we're doing your drug test. Okay? Y'all care what order? 1, 2, 3? Is that cool?
We should forget her and get out there.
He's telling his wife he can't.
Okay.
You wonder what he goes for?
Well, Mr. Benny's taking off now.
And that's a sad thing to, you know, come that close and then realize, hey, you know, I just don't have it. And, you know, the way I look at it, if I do lose, the person that wins, they'll have it going on. But, gee whiz, how far will we go?
Just remember,
well,
there's one more.
Now.
Well, because you don't focus on me, you don't pay attention to me, you don't look at me, and just keep an eye on me. If I go like this, move back away from the truck. He's about this far from the truck, and you're getting closer and closer to the truck.
Maybe stick your hands a little.
You don't want it, you don't want it to make it seem like you're leaning.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Put my hands to the edge. Well,
you had him earlier. He didn't really give up.
I know.
Yeah.
I was freaked out because I was disoriented, and then it just came back to me.
You
want me
to put a cold rag over in your head right now for a minute? I think that'll help you.
No, I know what I'm doing now.
Well, you'll just get a hold of my foot. I'll get this stuff.
Okay. All
righty. I've spent all day long in a deer stand from sunrise to sunset and wait and wait and wait and still not see a deer and go back the next day and do the same thing before I ever see one. So it's called patience. You have patience and you wait. And you wait and you wait some more. Even after you get tired, you wait some more. And that's what it takes, is endurance. And finally, he'll step out of the bushes. And you'll get one. But if you don't stay out there, you don't get one.
B12, B6. Yep.
How you feeling, JD?
Pretty good. Still alert.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I know what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Just keep praying. Yeah, he gave up over that. No.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. We have to go up there and do it.
My strength is definitely going to have to come from God because I know that I can't do it in my own strength.
Yeah, I'm not hungry. I don't need to go to the bathroom. I'm fine. I just need to position myself. No sabía lo que estaba haciendo. Que me acordé por el restroom. They wouldn't have put that restroom break, I probably would have got off the truck.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was even doing there.
Wow.
I didn't. You know, I didn't. Now I know what I'm doing.
You talked to Benny at all before he really went downhill?
1 hour. We went up, used the restroom together. He told me then.
What's that?
His leg was messed up. Zeb didn't straighten out. He didn't think he'd be able to make it. Sure enough, he wasn't able to make it. I sure didn't want to see that.
Yeah,
he's warm up. Body's warm. He's fine.
That looks good. His muscles are all relaxed.
I know that train has done wonders
for his body.
I thought we'd go a lot further than this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got bonding out there.
Still prepared to go that distance?
Yeah, we're just going to work on it.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, we're going to work on it. I don't know what we'll do, you know. I don't really know. I don't know. Who knows?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Blood pressure check, dude. Tired. Honey, I know what I'm doing, okay?
Telling about with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Every time she listens to that tape, you know, she seems like she's
I mean, it's a brand new woman. If she keeps listening to whatever she's listening to, you know, whatever that is doing a good job.
Norma, you're coming up on the 78th hour. How you feeling?
Hi.
Woo!
Bound, 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 bound. Bound, 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 bound. Woo! Bound, 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 bound. Bound, 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 bound.
Woo!
Norma, is the heat affecting you today?
Bound, bound. Nope. Bound, 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 bound. Bound, 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 bound.
What about your legs? How are your legs?
They're great. I don't have any pain. Bound, 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 bound,
you got Paul Prince here laughing with you.
Huh?
You got Paul Prince here laughing with you.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Larry knows he was there. Woo! That's right.
Paul. Norma, how long do you think we can stay out here? How long do you think you can go in this heat?
Hey, till I get that truck. That's what I came for, that truck. That's right. I came for that truck.
Have you had any visions while you've been out here? Have you had any hallucinations or delirium?
Nope. Just gonna dance till it comes.
Paul, you're stopping back out here. I hear you're joining in with the laughter. How you feeling? What's going on?
Well, we've got kind of a family over on that side of the truck. And that's the last of my family out there, so I'm back out here to support her.
You're going to support her through laughing with her?
I'm going to support her through laughing with her. That picks her up, keep her spirit going.
How'd you feel this morning getting out of bed?
She gone.
He's out. Norm is out. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey there, JD. Hey there.
Pretty good for us. Who's this? What's your name? Where's that other guy that shoots the camera? Robbie, yeah. Hey, Robbie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing? Someone falls out on a contest like this. You can't go. I mean, that's as far as it goes, right?
That's right. That's it.
That answers the question.
That's it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Can't go any further than that.
Y'all want to come inside a little bit after you cool off? Let me go home. You want to go on home? Where's your husband?
How you feeling?
Well, I'm now.
Do you know what happened? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, she started. I took her hands off, started clapping. She got happy and started clapping. And of course, you know, she was praising the Lord. She got happy. The truck didn't matter to her anymore. She started clapping her hands.
Amen. Yeah, she knows.
You want to go sit in the air conditioner?
No, I
want
to go home.
You have to go. You have to take a test first, okay?
You did us a good job. Me, you, Russell, Angie. We're family up there.
Raymond's not going to school.
Raymond's not going to school.
I'm going to take you home.
Well, we won't let you leave right now, baby. I think you need to go sit in the air conditioner.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You gonna stay?
Take these gloves off. Huh? Take the hands off.
You're not this one signed up, Bubba.
Get off, man. Yo, man. I ain't got that much
on the way. Now you can cry, Bubba.
Go
see. Come on.
How much did Benny have to do with your victory? How much did he have to, he had about 90% do. I'm going to have to honestly say that because he told me how to move and all that kind of stuff and not use a whole lot of energy and conserve energy because he said it's going to be a long day. And he was right. And he said, I'm telling you now, if it just come down to me and you, he said, you still going to have to beat me. Hey, I ain't got no buggy seat. He's got a bench seat, baby. He's got a bench seat like you want it. See, I'm going to give this to my wife. This is going to be her truck.
Look at that. Just what you want. Look at that, baby. Bench seat. It's all right. Let's go home and get us some rest, huh? You going to sit in there? Huh? Hey.
Huh? 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 Let's just go.
Basically learn the values of humanity, the values that you would put on another human being, because you see other people struggling, fighting the same thing you're fighting, wanting the same thing you want, and you see them lose. And that has value, even losing, because they at least tried. And there's not that many triers in the world today. There's not that many people that are willing to take a risk to do something, to stick themselves out in a position where they might get hurt. They don't want to do that. That's a risk. But yes, it teaches you human values. The very basic human values.
Coming up Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., they'll gather around a brand new, good-looking 1995 Nissan hard-body truck. and they'll stand there as long as they can. And the last one remaining wins that beautiful truck. The hands-on hard body going to be this coming Tuesday, starting at 7 a.m. So far, we have 18 contestants. We're drawing six more names this afternoon. Here till 5:38 with Gary Mason. Hands-on hard body contest coming up.
So if you learned one thing during this whole thing, what'd you learn?
Oh, one thing that I learned real good in this whole thing was if you really want something, keep your hands on it.